Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's so hot. Writes Kate from Manhattan, that my cats are sleeping on the wood floors. They always go to the sofa beds or carpets. It's so hot, she says, that her cats, Tommy and June, want to be said hello to on the radio. It's so hot, writes Mark Victor in Queens, that political back rooms have emptied out. Too much hot air. Wow, that could be in the middle of December. It's so hot that even Hillary warmed up to Obama, writes ZMR from wherever he is. It's so hot that I just sit and sweat. It's so hot that I put in my window air conditioner today, something I am loath to do, preferring to keep my windows open and get fresh air. Fresh is in quotes, writes Mike Trader in Brooklyn. All right, how hot is it? 212-433-WNYC. It's so hot, fill in the blank. 212-433-9692. Or add to that list on our comments page. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. How hot is, well, we'll go to your calls in just a minute. But seriously, from the New York City Office of Emergency Management, this document comes to us, extreme heat, how to stay safe. And I'll go down some of these. Some are obvious, some may not be. If possible, stay out of the sun. Use an air conditioner if you have one. Duh. Set the thermostat no lower, it says, than 78 degrees. That's so we don't have another power outage. Should have asked Eric Gioia how confident he is that Con Ed will keep the power on in Western Queens this time around, but so far so good. If you do not have an air conditioner, says the Emergency Management Department, keep rooms well ventilated with open windows and fans. Consider going to a public pool, air-conditioned store, mall, movie theater, or a cooling center. It says fans work best at night when they can bring in cooler air from the outside. A lot of good that does you at 10:30 in the morning when it's already 91 degrees, according to New York One. Make a special effort to check on your neighbors during a heat wave, says the city. I've been saying that all morning. Seniors and others who may be sensitive to extreme heat should contact friends, neighbors, or relatives at least twice a day during a heat wave. Drink fluids, particularly water, even if you do not feel thirsty. And they put an asterisk near that one. Even if you do not feel thirsty. But avoid beverages containing alcohol, caffeine, or high amounts of sugar. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loose clothing that covers as much as your skin of your skin as possible. Never leave children, pets, or those who require special care in a parked car during periods of intense summer heat. That's another duh, but still some people do it. Avoid strenuous activity, especially during the sun's peak hours, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anybody running right now? Anybody actually, like, running around the Central Park Reservoir? Anybody listening to the show in Central Park, near the reservoir, or while you're go over there, tell me if anybody is running right now, and you should probably tell them to stop. Cool showers or baths may be helpful. Here's an interesting one, but avoid extreme temperature changes. Never take a shower immediately after becoming overheated. Extreme temperature changes may make you ill, nauseated, or dizzy. So again, cool showers or baths, but avoid extreme temperature changes like taking a shower immediately after becoming overheated. It also says people with heart, kidney, or liver disease or on fluid-restricted diets should check with their doctors before increasing fluid intake. So that's enough for now. You know, it's hot enough that this third or fourth suggestion is probably a good one, even for those of you who hate malls. It's so hot, you might want to go to a mall just for the air conditioning or to the movies, right? Arnie in Chelsea, how hot is it?
It's so hot, I saw a landlord's heart melt.
Thank you. Cheryl in Denville, you're on WNYC. Cheryl, how hot is it in Denville?
Brian, it's so hot, my iced tea just scalded my tongue.
Thank you. Luke in Brooklyn. Luke, how hot is it in Brooklyn?
It's so hot, I just rented my refrigerator as a spacious one-bedroom New York City apartment.
Good, you could do that any time of the year. It sounds like you're in it. Lex in the Bronx, how hot is it? Lex, how hot is it in the Bronx?
Oh, It's so hot up here, I think I'm going to have to take a day trip down to Hades just for the cool air.
Was that Haiti?
Hades,
okay.
You can't say the other one on.
Yeah, you can't, right, okay. Somebody else, did they hang up, the guy with the tree? Yeah, I guess so. Someone who was holding on said, it's so hot, trees are running around looking for dogs. Greg in Bayside, you're on WNYC. How hot is it in my hometown?
Well, we're about 90 here, but what I wanted to say is that talcum powder will clog your pores. Now, not a good idea.
Pores, and, not your
yeah,
paws, right?
Your pores, right. And if you don't perspire, it's not healthy. Perspiration is the healthiest thing. I mean, you know, you can do. Now, the other thing...
Because we mentioned the talcum powder earlier. Somebody wrote that
it's
so hot that the talcum powder they put on to beat the heat was evaporating.
Exactly. Well,
or whatever it was doing.
Whatever, yeah. Well, it's not a good idea. And the fans, if fans sometimes could dehydrate you. So you got to be careful with that, too.
Thank you very much.
And other than that, thank you very much for being on, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Greg. Patel in Midtown. Sorry, Greg, I didn't mean to cut you off. Patel in Midtown. How hot is it in Midtown, the hottest spot of all on the Heat Island?
Hi, Bernard.
Yes, sir.
I like your show.
Thank you.
This is a hot, but it's not hot like India. I'm from India, so this is nothing for me.
So this is nothing for you. Where in India are you from?
Midwest.
The Midwestern part of India?
Yes, sir.
And how hot does it get there?
That is like 45 degrees to 55.
Celsius. So that's way over 100 Fahrenheit.
Yes, it is.
Is it humid there or dry?
It's dry, but that is like a heat waves, you know.
So you're like, people here, get over it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Tim in the Bronx, how hot is it in the Bronx?
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call. It's so hot that now we can relate to the Burmese and the Irrawaddy Delta region of Rangoon.
Thank
That's
you.
How hot
a good, a good earnest caller. And how many people say Irrawaddy Delta on the air in New York? Let's see. Comment 14, it's so hot I gave my dog walker the day off. It's so hot, I wonder why New York City public schools are open today and staff and children are working under these conditions. Sean in New Jersey, where in Jersey are you?
Public schools are open today.
Sean, turn off your radio. We'll get back to Sean. Claire in Queens, how hot is it in Queens?
Well, I'm sort of adapting the game, but I want to say it is so hot, but I still have not put in an air conditioner, and I just want to say it's not necessary for everyone. I feel very good in my apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a senior citizen. I take cool baths, and I have ice water, and it's very relaxing.
Thank you very much. From our comments page, it's so hot, I don't care about my carbon footprint this week. That makes sense. Although Claire does, I think. Claire's going to come over and yell at you. Let's see, Brett in Manhattan, it's so hot, I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking. It's so hot, the Iceman melteth. It's so hot, I'm going to freeze to death at work because of the industrial air conditioning. It's so hot, I'm glad I have a roof over my head, unlike some poor people out there who don't have that comfort. It's so hot, I think we need more term limits, like 18 years, 3 terms, U.S. Senate, and 9 terms in Congress. It's so hot, I think every politician who says term limits don't work should be immediately terminated, preferably with boiling water. Okay. And it's so hot that by the time I got my ice cream from Mr. Frosty this morning, it was hot chocolate, wrote Stephen in Columbus Circle. All right. Thank you all. Keep posting. And everybody, here's something you could do in your air-conditioned, carbon footprint ignoring, or like Claire in Queens, open window, well-ventilated, low-carbon footprint home. You can go to WNYC.org and watch what your fellow WNYC listeners are writing to fill in the blank as you click on Brian Lehrer's show and answer the question, how hot is it? Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will talk to a guest about a thwart, skirt, scalp, drab, buckle, sneaker, twist, jumble, squeamous, supercilious, and other words that are just perfect for what they are. Stay tuned.